The Fortescue Metals Group has done an about-turn and admitted to the destruction of Aboriginal sites at its Solomon Hub project in the Pilbara. In November last year, Indigenous people said sites had been damaged, but FMG dismissed the claims as offensive and untrue. Now the Injabandi Aboriginal Corporation has documents under Freedom of Information showing that two heritage sites were destroyed and a third was damaged by earth-moving equipment. Reporter David Webber is in Perth.
The two sites that have been destroyed were identified as possible hearths or campsites with scattered artefacts. But where one consultancy found heritage sites, another consultancy found nothing significant. Michael Woodley of the Injabandi Aboriginal Corporation.
Well, what they proved all along is that FMG were in fact destroying and damaging sites.
The company says that they were given permits on the basis of mistaken information.
Well, exactly. Look, and I think that it becoming a he said, she said thing. At the end of the day, right, FMG is responsible for the requirements that the department gives them under these permits.
How important were these sites, the ones that were destroyed and the one that was damaged?
Well, these are very important sites. What they do is that these sites actually establish the connection to Ebony people into their country. All sites on Ebony country have high significant value. They are all important to the Ebony people, and these sites have no exception.
What made them sacred?
What makes them sacred is that they are part of the traditional ceremonies that we do when we put our young people through initiation.
In a statement, FMG says the sites were declassified by an independent expert archaeological firm. That firm was Alpha Archaeology. The consultant who did the report is no longer with the company. Acknowledging and registering sites is a complex business. The Department of Indigenous Affairs found that Alpha's reporting was at times more accurate than an earlier report by Eureka. Injabandi people are bitterly divided over the deal that FMG has offered for access to Solomon Hub. Fortescue is putting forward $4 million a year, plus housing, training and employment worth millions more. But Michael Woodley's group is seeking 0.5% of all future royalties.
Our position is quite simple. It's industry standards. It's what industry people, you know, the Rio of the world, the BHPs of the world, I think. If it's good for the goose, it's good for the gander, one would think, and that's our position, and we're not going to settle for anything less.
You're still sticking with that despite the fact that the iron ore price has dropped considerably and FMG has had to lay off quite a few people.
Well, at the end of the day, right, 0.5% is based on the iron ore price, obviously. So if it's $180 a tonne, then it's 0.5 or $180 a tonne. If it's, you know, $90 a tonne, which it is now, then it's $90 a tonne. So it loses and grows with the, you know, current iron ore price.
The Department of Indigenous Affairs says it decided not to go ahead with a prosecution because FMG had conflicting opinions from heritage experts. The department believed there was a low prospect of a successful prosecution.
David Webber.